terms that aren't scientific terms. These are not clay, red clay, and
right. That's what we want.
Mud and.
All right. Is clay good for planting?
No, it's not good at all. Let's see. Clumps. I hear that a lot. Clumps of soil. It's too clumpy to do anything with.
Have you ever heard of a kind of soil called loam?
Loam. Sounds very familiar to me, but I would have to say no.
Okay. If they're getting water off the marshes, you would say they're doing what?
Draining.
Right. What do you call the thing that they dig to drain the water off?
Irrigation. Oh, to drain the water off. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. To drain the water off.
They would dig a...
trench.
All right. Do you have a name for a bigger one, maybe big enough for a boat to go through?
Canal.
Okay. What would you call a tidal stream that water flows in and out of with the tide? Or would you call it anything?
A tidal.
T-I-D-A-L, the tide.
Stream. It flows with the tide. Mm-hmm. Coming in.
Water flows in and out.
Yeah, I would call it something. I can't think. Is this like at the mouth of the river where it's coming in, or is it just like streams?
More the sea than a river.
Yeah, I call it something. I mean, I know a name for it. But at the moment, I can't name it.
Okay, if you think of it, let us know.
Well, ask it more time, and it'll be turning over my mind while I'm...
Okay, well, we'll keep talking about bodies of water, and maybe when you name the others, this will come to you, too. Would you have a name for a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods that's perhaps 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
The water is 10 feet deep and 10 feet...
The valley, a deep, narrow valley.
No. I mean, I know these things, and I just don't know exactly what I'm supposed to name.
Well, really, there are a whole series of words here. And people living in the city aren't too familiar with these things.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all things like, you know, I've had in school, not things I talk about.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, the same sort of thing, only much smaller. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a little channel along the road, what would you call that?
A gully.
Okay.
It's very, very small, but...
Now, to get back to the bodies of water, what do you call different types of flowing water, different sizes?
Lakes, rivers.
Flowing water.
Falls, dams. Is that what you're referring to?
No, let's get back. Okay, a river flows. What's smaller than a river that flows?
A lake. It doesn't flow.
Well, what does flow?
Streams.
Yes.
Brooks.
Yes. Anything else?
Creeks.
Okay. Can you name any in your neighborhood? In Huntsville.
Pinhook.
All right. What is that, a creek?
Pinhook Creek.
Okay.
Just that old filthy creek that used to run.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that one. How do you spell that, by the way?
I believe it's P-I-N and then H-O-O-O. H-O-O-K.
Okay.
Let's see. Big Springs. Remember Big Spring Park? I had mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not. I'm sorry. Well, okay.
Now, is a creek the smallest of these streams that you mentioned?
There's a stream, really, that flows at Big Spring Park, you know, a very small stream, and it's much smaller than the creeks that I'm referring to.
So a stream is smaller than a creek?
Yes, to me, a stream is much smaller than a creek.
Okay. Are there any other local ones around Huntsville?
Quite a few. I think I've named Palm Springs Park. There's a creek that runs through it, and I'm not sure the name of that. As a matter of fact, there are a great many of creeks that flow through Huntsville. I've named you the most important because I can't.